Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Brandon Cole here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, where we navigate the crazy roller coaster of life with a little help from ancient philosophy. Today's topic? Letting go of regret. That sneaky gremlin that whispers doubts in our ears and keeps us stuck in the past. Ever find yourself replaying past decisions, wishing you could hit rewind and make things different? You know that feeling, right? Like a broken record stuck on a loop, dwelling on what-ifs and should-haves. Trust me, I've been there. We all have. But here's the thing. Regret is like yesterday's news, it's already happened. Holding on to it just steals your present joy and energy. So how do we ditch this baggage and step into the now? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you release regret and embrace the power of today. First, accept that mistakes are inevitable. We're human, folks, not superheroes with perfect foresight. Everyone stumbles, everyone messes up. It's part of the learning curve, part of what makes us unique. Think of those mistakes as detours on your journey, leading you to unexpected adventures and valuable lessons. Second, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Would you judge a friend for their past blunders? Probably not. So why hold yourself to a harsher standard? Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you'd offer a loved one. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It doesn't define who you are. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you have the power to shape your present and future. Instead of dwelling on what's gone, channel that energy into positive action. Set new goals. Learn from past experiences, and move forward with intention. Fourth, reframe your perspective. Think about those regrettable moments. Were they truly as bad as you remember? Could there have been hidden benefits or unexpected opportunities that came from them? Sometimes, what seems like a setback can actually be the catalyst for incredible growth. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Appreciate the good things in your life right now. Focus on the people you love, the experiences you've had, and the lessons you've learned. This shift in perspective helps to neutralize the grip of regret and opens your heart to the beauty of the present moment. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a concert, vibing with the music, lost in the energy of the crowd. But then, suddenly, you remember that argument you had with your best friend earlier that day. It clouds your joy, pulls you out of the moment. That's regret whispering in your ear. Now imagine this. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the thought, but choose to let it go. You focus on the music, the lights, the energy around you. You're back in the present, experiencing the beauty of the concert fully. That's the power we have. We can choose to dwell on the past or embrace the now. Remember, regret is a heavy burden. Let it go and step into the freedom of the present moment. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step toward letting go. Maybe write down 3 things you're grateful for right now. Or think about a past experience and reframe it as a learning opportunity. Share your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, stay calm, stay focused, and keep embracing the beautiful chaos of life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.